So let's turn again to our psalm, Psalm 115. And we'll begin reading again at the first verse. Psalm 115. And let us again give our reverent attention to God's Word. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory, for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath He given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to come tonight to verse 9. Verse 9. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. We come in this portion to a different voice, if you will, a different address of the prophet, of the Spirit of God. Verses 1 through 3, the Spirit of God is speaking about Israel. And maybe perhaps Israel speaking itself, speaking of their desire not to have glory, but God to have glory. Them reflecting about the heathen's scornful question, where is now their God? So Israel really is speaking in verses 1 and 3, and perhaps even through verse 4, through the prophet, we're speaking. 4 through 8, speaking about idols and idolatry. But we come down to verse 9. Now, the voice, the prophet, the Spirit of God is speaking to Israel. It addresses Israel directly. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Remember how in many places in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, Israel, the nation, is addressed as a person like Jacob, or his name Israel as it is here. And Jacob has done this. It's not just the old patriarch, but it is the nation. The same here. Israel is put for the whole nation. You know, it's even in the singular. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Being here as a word to a person, but really the meaning is the whole nation. This, remember, is a psalm written in the middle of some great distress. Even a circumstance that would endanger their lives. Remember how they said in verse 17, the dead praise not the Lord. Now they're speaking here that their lives are in danger. Remember then as well, the idols are not to be trusted in. It's their idols. It's their idols outside of Israel. But the voice, the Spirit of God comes here and says what? O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. This is an all-inclusive voice, an all-inclusive address to Israel. Whoever, really, Israel, the whole nation. Not just a certain segment, not just a certain offices, but if you will, all the laity and all the people, whatever their station. And probably everyone considered that is not probably an officer in the Old Testament church, because you have Aaron singled out next. But all the people, the house of Aaron, those that are the spiritual guides. You have this same threefold thing, not only repeated here in verse 12 and following, but also in Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, and in Psalm 135. 135, it adds also after Aaron, it adds the family of Levi. So you have four there that are exhorted. Here it's just three. But say Levi kind of really emphasizes then again, it's those that are the spiritual guides. Aaron and his brethren didn't just offer sacrifice, they did that, but they also taught the good knowledge of God, as Hezekiah says. The ministers, the guides, should be leading the way in trusting the Lord. Ye that fear the Lord. Again, this is a more general statement, and it's likely this includes the Gentiles that are proselytes, those that have been grafted in this time in the Old Testament to Israel. They've come in. They have been circumcised, and they've taken the Passover. They've been identified with Israel. Them that fear the Lord. Remember, the centurion in Acts 10 was called one that feared the Lord. He was a Roman. He was not a Jew. And yet he worshipped, I think, in their synagogue and did what he could to them and realized the true religion was with them. It's all-inclusive, but it's also all-encompassing, this address. It says to trust in the Lord. To rely upon Him, to believe Him, to lean upon Him. Really, to be in security in Jehovah. There's another way we could look at it. To rest in Him because of our trust and belief. Not to be disturbed. Because He is what? He's our help. He comes and gives us strength. He gives us aid, whatever that aid may need to be. He's our help and our shield. He defends us. He protects us. So you have one you can confide in and you can be relying upon. that one will also come and aid you, help you, and protect you. Help you do what you need to do, to fight what you need to fight, to overcome, but also to protect you from those that come against you. It's all encompassing. It's a dress. So whatever our station is in the church, or the laity, those that are not in office, those that are in office, those that have come into the church, that are not grown up in Israel, as it were. Your parents weren't saved, or grafted you in after. But what about those in our day that can't find a Bible-believing church? This is true even in the United States of America. The compromise is so great, now there's not churches around, but those that would believe the truth of this book, that every word that God put in this book is His word. It is without error. It is authoritative. That doesn't mean we're perfect people that believe this book, but our belief is right. That we are to follow this book, believe its doctrines, tremble at its threatenings, rejoice in the promises, obey its commands. Some are outside of a local fellowship. Whatever our condition in the church is, whatever our troubles, remember, the church was facing great troubles here. Every individual believer was commanded to look unto Jehovah in this trouble. Not just the nation generally, but everyone that fears the Lord, the house of Aaron, all the people in Israel, each individual. What sins encompass us? What troubles in our finances, our jobs, our families, our marriages, our church as a whole? Let us look unto Jehovah. Let us rely upon Him, because He, what? He is our help. He is our shield. All the promises of God are in Jesus, yea, and in Jesus, amen. These brethren in the Old Testament looked to that coming seed, the seed of the woman, the son of Jesse, the greater David, the more splendorous Solomon, the one that was a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And then they could look at God, who says, "None shall come near me except the perfect man." And they could come near, because they knew the seed was coming. And they can say, "I trust in Jehovah." Why? Because Christ has made the way. To them, Christ was going to make the way. And why do they have that confidence? Remember, we looked briefly last week at Isaiah. And everything that God determined, He says, "I will bring it to pass." So when God said the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent, when He talked about the suffering servant, Isaiah 53, these things were not maybes. These are not possibilities. These were facts that were coming to pass. They're facts as far as the decree of God is concerned. It's an inflexible, unchangeable plan. Are we looking to Him tonight? Jesus, when He came on earth, He healed all diseases. He helped everyone that came. None were turned away. Are we looking to Him? Are we relying? Are we trusting in Him? Do we consider Him to be our help? Our shield? We need to. What a blessing it is. This is a really a joyful address to the Israel. You see all these idols, they do nothing. They don't hear you, don't care about you. They're dead, they're dim, they're deaf. They're the work of men's hands, but our God's in the heavens. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Let us go to prayer then with this in our minds. Remember that Christ is in the heavens at the right hand of the Father. For us. Tonight, as we come to trust, to look to Him as our help, to look to Him as our shield, He is there to do just that for us. Amen.